Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Alliance for Border Collaborative's Projects Coordinator, Rosalba Ruiz, to talk to us about the 8th annual Big Latch On, La Gran Lactada. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here.
You're welcome. World Breastfeeding Week this year is August the 1st through the 7th worldwide.
Yes, we consider August Breastfeeding Month, and the first week of the month is a Breastfeeding Week. And there's a theme for this year, which is Empowering Parents, Enabling Breastfeeding. So our focus is to talk more with the parents, the mothers, and the fathers also about breastfeeding. I represent the Binational Breastfeeding Coalition, and I'm also a member of the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force. And all year we're working, but this is our big month, and this is where we get together, and we try to give the same messages to increase our potential of getting to more people.
Are more people becoming aware of the importance of breastfeeding?
Well, we're very excited this year because when we started back in 2012 here in the area, being in El Paso, Las Cruces, and Ciudad Juarez, a lot of people, even health professionals, were not acknowledging the importance of the relationship between breastfeeding and how it can prevent chronic diseases and help children not develop obesity and chronic diseases. So now more professionals are on board. And when we started in El Paso, so exclusive breastfeeding at 6 months was 14% back in 2012. Now in 2018, it's 18%. So there's an increase of 6%, which is not a lot. But the thing is that it's little by little, and that's why we are so excited that we're having so many awareness efforts in order to get the community to support women to be able to breastfeed.
So there's a lot of places where they'll be having these breastfeeding activities going on. And in El Paso, Friday, August the 2nd, and Saturday, August the 3rd, 9 a.m. till 12 noon at Bassett Place, 6101 Gateway Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And in Ciudad Juarez, also on Saturday.
It's going to be at the Parque Central, which is an area that everybody in Juarez knows. And it's going to be open space. Both events will have health information. They'll have goodie bags. We'll have gifts. And of course, the Latch On, no? But also in Juarez, they're going to have a baby Zumba. It's going to be the mother and the baby doing a routine together and exercising together.
Latch On, that means for the baby to latch on to the breast, right?
Yes, to correctly. One of the problems that we see that babies are not getting enough, the milk that they need, is because they have an incorrect latch. So one of the messages that we're trying to give is, because let's say that the lactation experts know what is a correct latch, but the mothers are the ones that are supposed to know. So something that we're focusing on this year is to teach mothers what it looks like. And it could be with another mother, that this could be something that happens at the Latch On. We have videos or we have pamphlets that we will be giving to the mothers where they can see this. So because sometimes the baby has issues, and if you hear the sound like, that means he's just at the nipple. So in order for it to be a correct latch, the baby has to have an open mouth. His jaw has to drop down. The tongue has to go inward. That way the nipple goes inside, and that way all the milk will go in the baby's mouth. So, and the, one of the things that the mother has to be observed or hearing is the baby going, ooh. It's a gulp. And usually when you hear, it's not a correct latch. So something so basic, and that's what causes problems, that the baby's not eating, crying, fussing, and then the mother gets exasperated and she will turn to formula.
This year's theme, Empower Parents, Enable Breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I see that it's, in talking about that, it's to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. Yes. Through different sources, parental social protection policies and legislation, parent-friendly workplaces.
Mother-friendly establishments. And one that is very important is FAPE, family leave, that translates into paternity leave and maternity leave. because when we have mothers that breastfeed and that they have all the intention to breastfeed and are doing so, the number one reason they stop doing it is because they return to work. But if you have mother-friendly work sites where they permit the mother to pump, then this will increase the duration of the breastfeeding for the baby.
So in the time that you've been working with this since 2012, what benefits have you seen in the community with the breastfeeding?
Well, I think that one of the things is the people that participate in the Beglachan is that we're seeing women that are returning. So that, what does that mean when a mother returns to Beglachan is that she's breastfeeding more than a year. So that's awesome. Earlier this month, we had a fundraiser and we asked people to go to this place where they sell yogurts. So it was really kind of a nice experience because we take pictures of everybody that goes and the family goes and the father's there and stuff like that. So we have this one picture of the father and the baby from 3 years ago. So we had the event 3 years later and the dad is with a three-year-old. And then the little girl had two little twin sisters and they were supporting us. And they went to the event and then I asked them, are you going to the store now to buy the yogurt? And he goes, yeah, we're supporting you. We remember you, you know. So that's kind of that the first baby 3 years ago and then now the twins and that and they're healthy and they're happy. And we have a lot of mothers that are partners with us, that are members of the BBC. And you can just see the kids thriving. And mothers that are friends of mine, their kids are doing very well in school. And in a personal note, my daughter was born with a heart defect. And I breastfed her for 4 years. And in a year, the defect closed. So I strongly believe in
breastfeeding. So how long should mothers breastfeed their child?
Well, according to the American Pediatric Association, it should be 1 year is recommended. But according to the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization, it's 2 years or more. So one other thing is that people think that it's a year or that you should wean the baby. But no, it's not the mother that stops the breastfeeding. It's the baby. So in my case, my son breastfed for 2 years and my daughter breastfed for 4 years. But their mothers have different goals, and every situation is different. But it's very important that at least they give the colostrum to the babies. That's first step, and we applaud that. And whatever the mothers can give, because sometimes it's hard, but the thing is that there's lactation experts all over the three states. And whatever problem you have, whatever issue, you can contact us at the Binational Breastfeeding Coalition Facebook. We have the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force. Ciudad Juarez has NACER. They have the Secretaría de Salud. They have the Instituto Mexicano del Seguro Social. So there's places where you can ask for help. It's because we don't have the culture. And sometimes it's really easy, but it's just that we don't have the culture. And that's what we're trying to do this year, all year long.
Well, you talked about fundraising. The Binational Breastfeeding Coalition, you call it BBC. It's a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. right? How often do you try to do fundraising? And where do the funds go to?
Well, we don't have a lot of money. Whatever money we go is for like the posters that you're seeing here, or we have a website and it's a really inexpensive. We have a web designer that's our member and she does it for free and stuff like that. So I think that the most that we've ever had is like $5,000. That's it. So it's a lot of voluntary work. But then you have the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force that they got a grant from the Kellogg Foundation. But the thing is that money is tagged. There's different things that they have to do. And the event that we're doing right now is a community awareness. But they're still participating and they're doing activities all over the state also.
So worldwide, there's a lot of community awareness of the importance of breastfeeding.
Yes, it's because we're having a lot of issues with chronic diseases, and this is a way to protect the kids and the mothers from chronic diseases. So it's cost effective. If a mother breastfeeds her child in that family in the first year, they can save up to $1,500 because of the formula, the bottles, the more diapers that the baby's going to produce. So actually, breastfeeding is good for the environment, for the work site. If the mother works and returns to work, It's $3 return for your dollar, because the employer does not have to retrain somebody to take the mother's place. And the other thing, they're going to have less absenteeism because the baby doesn't get as sick as a mother that's not breastfeeding. So the mother's not going to miss work that much. So it's good for the mother, for the baby, that everybody knows. But it's also good for the workplace. It's also good for the environment. But most of all, in the future, I really believe that all the activities that we're doing right now in regards to breastfeeding is going to reduce the burden of chronic diseases in the future generations.
So what are some of the challenges that mothers have in the community with breastfeeding?
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions. And whenever I do something, if I do a presentation or something, I go to publish peer review articles and scientific journals, no? So the other day I was looking for pictures because I was doing a presentation. And oh my God, I couldn't believe the stuff that I was looking at, you know? So a lot of misinformation, like saying, oh, it protects you, but not that much. Like really undermining the formula companies have really done a very good job of undermining breastfeeding. And we have to remember that formula is a supplement. It was made for those babies that were very sick or their mother died, okay? So the thing is that they give misinformation that, oh, this is fortified with iron and this is fortified with growth hormone or whatever. But the thing is that those things, if you compare the ingredients in breast milk compared to formula, they're not the same. And the other thing is that you cannot do research or experiments on babies. So really what formula is, it's two biologists or chemists in a lab putting ingredients together and then testing it on babies. Really, that is what it is. So, and a lot of times mothers, my baby has reflux, or my baby has a rash, or he has diarrhea, or he's constipated, and they have to go to the doctor. And the reason that the baby's that way is the cause is a formula. So it's that we have in breastfeeding, our biggest foe is not mothers that don't breastfeed, is the formula companies that are giving this misinformation. And then the way that the WHO code, which states that you cannot do publicity, like you cannot give the diaper bag as a gift in the hospital with formula in it. You cannot put a poster of formula. Since they started, they've been violating this code. So here in the United States, one of the things that we're going to be doing very soon is enforcing the code, because the information that they give is not the whole truth, and there's a lot of misinformation.
So the event this Saturday, August the 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon in El Paso, Bassett Place, 6101 Gateway Boulevard, is free.
Everything is free, yes.
And this is where mothers, families can find out more information about breastfeeding. Well, I really appreciate you coming down and talking to us, because this is important to the entire community.
Yes, and we want pregnant women to be there. If they have any questions, they can see other women breastfeed. They can ask questions. There are going to be lactation experts. There are going to be different tables that are going to give information of where you can go for help. And the other thing is that sometimes women don't know that they're eligible for pumps, and the pumps are free. And then that we can help them to talk to your businesses that they'll let you pump at work.
Well, thank you again, Rosalba Ruiz, Alliance for Border Collaboratives Projects Coordinator.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.